Hi, and welcome to this video, which is going to be about why do we have allergies. I'm Sanne Philipsen, I'm from Denmark. I have the concept intuitivementor.dk. I'm a bullshit detector and eliminator. I'm a sensitivity handling expert and a rapid behavioral transformation expert. So why do we get allergies? Well, I have five steps for you today. One thing is the daily process. When you and I eat food, we have these great organs, the liver, we have the spleen, we have the kidneys and bikidneys, and we have the thyroid. We have all these great organs that is capable of and is capable of cleansing and absorbing and regenerating itself every single day. So we take in a certain amount of food. It goes to the different organs that says, I need this, I do this, and it's being sent out to a system. So the body is capable of coping with a lot of stuff every single day, and that's why we should be more grateful for our body and what it's capable of. So the body will cleanse naturally every day. We take in food, we let go of it, we go to the toilet, we absorb, we sweat, let go of our hair, we sweat a lot during the night. So the thing is, if our system gets contaminated or overloaded, the body will go, especially your liver, oh, too much food in there, or your belly, or your whole bowel system, oh, too much food in there. I can't separate. She's eating both, or he is both eating carbohydrates and proteins and fruit and vegetables and stuff I don't even know what is. And your body goes, fuck, that's hard. So it lowers it by its vibration or its work speed, and it gets more and more overloaded and contaminated. And then there you have your allergies. And imagine that it's been going on since the day you were born. So what kind of food types am I talking about? I mentioned that in one of the earlier videos, but it's, for example, milk, which is not alive, it's not good for us. The cow doesn't give her milk to the calf. And I do have milk. I have organic, one cup every day in my organic cappuccino. So I do not judge you. So it's milk, it's sugar, it's pills, it's alcohol, it's everything that has been refined and prefabricated. As soon as something has been refined, the vibration goes down. So the more pure something is, the more the body will go, oh, I recognize this vibration, it's compatible with me. So the body will work with it. So what did I mean by the fact that you put too much food in your belly? Well, I have since 2004, I've been living after the fit for life, which means I separate proteins when I have some, which is not very often. I separate carbohydrates, fruit, and proteins from one another. I don't mix those together. So that's one thing. And I also have been living by the eat right for your type, but I will mention that in one of the other videos. And I live by the Medical Medium by Anthony William. So think about how you have been overloaded, overstimulated, and stressed your system, especially your liver, your organs, your bowel system, for how many decades have you been living? So that's one of the reasons why we get allergies, because the body is not capable of cleansing, healing, and regenerating itself every day. The second reason why we get allergies is lack of balance. This is the center of our well-being. Here is our divine self centered. Here's the masculine giving part. Here's the feminine receiving part. So there's the yin, feminine, masculine, yang. The open self, we should be open and closed as well. We should be giving and receiving, hot and cold, warm or cold, heavy. We should match and have balance between all polarities. As soon as you have a system that is completely masculine, you're overloading your system, because we are supposed to be both feminine and masculine, 50-50, whether we're a man or a woman. So We get allergies when our inner system is out of balance because perhaps all your the food you're eating is masculine. So what is masculine food? Well, it's very heavy food, and it's not very light, like fruit and vegetables. And perhaps the food you're eating is dead. Is there energy in the food that you're eating from the garden and from, well, greens and vegetables? That's what I'm meaning. Greens and vegetables are alive, and your system will raise its vibration all by itself. So that's the second thing, lack of inner balance. The third reason why you get or have allergies is because overload, stress, self-abuse. If you exercise too much, your system cannot regenerate itself. If you work too much, your system cannot regenerate itself. If you're constantly out there in situations that it's overloading you, if you're constantly in an environment that's not good for you, you're overloading yourself, and your system goes, I don't know what the proper balance is. I can normally find it, but I don't know because I'm so stressed out and so much away from my center and my core. So you might recognize you don't know who you are and what you need, and that's because you have an overstimulated system. So the third reason is overloaded system, stressed, and lots of self-abuse. So you get a system that doesn't work with you, or perhaps works a bit against you. Fourth reason, medicine. Medicine is not organic, it's not natural, so a system goes, shit, I can't get rid of that toxic waste, so it gets stuck in there. And the more toxic waste gets absorbed into our cells, the lower the vibration we have in our system, and the harder it is for you to heal yourself, regenerate, and find the inner balance. So the fourth is both medicine and heavy metals, which comes from our mom, which bought it from her mom, and we get it from when we've been to the dentist and have these things in our teeth. I don't know what they're called. It's also because of Epstein-Barr virus. If we have a lot of Epstein-Barr virus, our system is totally out of balance. I've made another video where I mentioned Anthony William, the medical medium. He has helped me get rid of Epstein-Barr virus, which is totally messing up our system. And there's also smog and pollution, and again, unhealthy food. So that's the fourth part, which contains it has many levels: medicine, heavy metals, Epstein-Barr virus, smog, pollution, and unhealthy food. And I wrote to you here, so do what you can to eat and live more simple, so your body and your system goes, I know what to do, I know what's good for me, and I will take action to and do what I can to implement it in my life. And the fifth one is environmental issues and or environmental overload. Quite often, there's a conscious partner in a relationship. And the thing is, if we are not together with a partner that's not compatible with us, where we are not at the same vibration, you have to book a session in order for me to help you with that. But if we're not at the same frequency or vibration, you will go down at that person's level, or they will pull you down, and you will get ill and get allergies. It might also be because you're on the wrong you have the wrong place to work. It could be because you're living in the wrong place, or you're in the wrong place in your life. So that was all about 10 issues why you get allergies or why you have allergies. So, which area needs to change? I got another video for that, and I will talk about that in the next video, how to address and where to start when you have allergies. Thank you so much for being here today. I wish you a magical day.